About a month from now, we'll have the anniversary of one of the most horrendous events in American history, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The Kennedy presidency was looked at as a time of great promise that was cut down. Same could be said about learning the facts about that day and what led up to it. For decades, we've been promised by presidents, promised by Congress, all the truth to be revealed, yet time after time, the delivery on that promise has been delayed by those very same people. My next guest is part of an organization which has created really the go-to resource when it comes to the JFK assassination and has filed a lawsuit to demand what's long been promised be delivered. He is the vice president of the Mary Farrell Foundation and author whose latest book is The Scorpion's Dance, The President, The Spy Master, and Watergate, Jefferson Morley. Thanks for being here today, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Website to learn more about this lawsuit, as well as see the work of not just the JFK assassination, but other events in American history, Mary Farrell, FERRELL.org, and we have a link at our homepage as well. So give us the, well, let's start with the, what's been the catalyst which led to this legal action that the Mary Farrell Foundation took this past week?
So the legal background is this. You know, Congress passed the law back in 1992 in response to Oliver Stone's movie, JFK, which said the government needs to make public all of its records on this subject. That's the way to clarify people's questions. And so it's a very strong law, and a lot of records have been released, and we've really gained a whole new understanding of the assassination in the past 20 years. But that law had a 25-year sunset provision. Lots of material was released in the 1990s, and the law said all of the material had to be released within 25 years, i.e. by October 2017. What happened, unfortunately, was President Biden acquiesced to the demands of the CIA at that time and allowed the CIA to keep thousands of records past that deadline, and not just the CIA, the FBI and other federal agencies. And then 4 years passed, and the question came to President Biden last year, and he did the same thing. He gave the CIA another year. So we're now 5 years past the statutory deadline, and we just think it's time to do something about this. The courts and Congress need to step in. The law is very clear. The intent of the people, the intent of Congress is very clear. We want these records, and we want them now. We don't want any more delays. The Mary Farrell Foundation, and thanks for putting our URL out there, is the Internet's largest online archive of JFK assassination files, as well as information and government documents related to Cuba, to Vietnam, to the whole early Cold War. So we are kind of an educational institution. We want everybody everywhere to have access to the story of the assassination of President Kennedy in all of its details. And if the government doesn't do its job, we can't do our job. So that's why we filed this lawsuit. We want all those records. The law is very clear. We should have them. So hopefully the courts will step in and say the president and the archivist need to start doing their job right.
And for you listening, by the way, we've posted the PDF of the legal filing by the Mary Farrell Foundation over at our downloads page, which, again, that's over at issuesandideasradio.com for you to peruse, as well as you can find it at the organization's website, which I certainly encourage you to go to because, as Jeff said, there is a wealth of that odd thing called factual information, which is becoming more and more rare these days. Looking at the missing pieces that the feds have been holding back, and from what I've been studying, it seems like the CIA has been the least cooperative in all this among the various organizations, which the Kennedy family want all this out too. They're not playing any part in holding this back. But
no,
with what's to come, is it going to be more filling in the blanks versus any major revelations?
We can't answer that question until we have all of the records. People say, "Oh, there's nothing important in there." I mean, I'm not sure of that. There could be bombshell revelations in there. You know, I mean, the CIA is going to hide what's most damaging to them for the longest, right? So we can be sure that what they're holding on to at the very end is material that they don't want to release. Now, they will say it's because of national security. We say that position is nonsense. There's no real national security interest in the machinations of the CIA 60 years ago.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the safety of the American people today. That has to do with the CIA wants to protect itself from embarrassment because their performance in the whole Kennedy assassination story from the beginning has been atrocious. Been filled with deceptive and false statements, withholding of relevant information, destruction of relevant evidence. So they don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. The law is very clear. All of this stuff needs to come out. So is there a bombshell in there? I happen to think the answer is yes. I haven't seen the record, so I can't say that. The people who say there's nothing in there, well, let's see all the records and then we'll know.
For the people who always say, well, there isn't much that would make a difference. I always come back with, well, here's a great what if. What if Abraham Zapruder kept panning for just another 5 seconds? What view would we have had of where a lot of the mystery still rests today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, great historical controversies like the Kennedy assassination take a long time to work themselves out, and governments don't like to disclose their hand in it, and people involved, you know, are slow to come forward. We do know that lots of people around President Kennedy came to believe that he had been killed by his enemies and not by one man alone. Okay? And that included Lyndon Johnson. The man who appointed the Warren Commission did not believe in its conclusions privately. And he said so on multiple occasions. Jackie Kennedy did not believe the Warren Commission. Robert Kennedy did not believe the Warren Commission. Charles de Gaulle did not believe the Warren Commission. Fidel Castro did not believe the Warren Commission. So perfectly sensible people thought that there was something else going on here. And so that's another reason why we are entitled to the whole story now.
So Jefferson Morley, Vice President of the Mary Farrell Foundation, author whose latest book is The Scorpion's Dance, The President, the Spymaster, and Watergate. MaryFarrell.org is the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned how the flow of documents has changed over time. Is that primarily because of what became the eventual end of the Assassination Records Review Board? Should that have been prolonged?
Well, the Assassination Records Review Board was this independent body that was charged with finding, reviewing, and releasing JFK files in the 1990s. And it was created by Congress, and it ran for 4 years. And they did an excellent job. They really scoured the agencies. They put lots of relevant material, which you can find at MaryFarrell.org, into the public record, and really changed our understanding about key aspects of the assassination story, particularly the CIA's abiding interest in Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who supposedly killed Kennedy, for 4 years before the assassination. And also the plots to kill Cuban leader Fidel Castro. So they created a lot of this information. The problem is now we don't have any board that can go to the CIA and say, you have to release this, right? Now it's up to the National Archives. And the National Archives doesn't really have power in Washington compared to the CIA, right? The National Archives is an agency with a budget of about $400 million a year. When they get into a dispute with the CIA over old records, you know, the CIA is a $10 billion a year agency. So there's no way the National Archives can prevail over the CIA in a lot of these disputes. And so the Archives is in a weak position. And what, you know, to your question, in the absence of something like the JFK Review Board, a government entity that can hold other government entities accountable, we have to turn to the courts for the courts to step in and say the law is not being followed.
Is there a name within the circle, rather large circle of names surrounding the JFK assassination that you hope could have more discovered about his or her involvement?
Yes. I filed a lawsuit against the CIA for the records of a mid-level CIA officer who was very involved in the Kennedy assassination story. His name was George Joannides. He was a career officer. He died in 1991. Decorated officer, not high-ranking, but obviously held positions of confidence. He knew a lot about the events of 1963 and Lee Harvey Oswald that the agency has never come clean about. And my lawsuit obtained a lot of information, and we understand much more that this man was important, not as the ringleader of a conspiracy or something like that, no, as a CIA operative who was well-positioned to report on Oswald and his various political activities. His story has been buried very deeply, and it's been buried very deeply for a reason, I believe, that his activities touched on Oswald far more than the agency has ever admitted. And so if that's true, you know, that's very embarrassing to the CIA, and they're not going to want to admit that, you know. But we need to see the records. We can decide if that's true or not.
I'd say it's an odd phrase, but it's one that's factual, and many times, and this is one of those cases, a fight to find the truth, and that is exactly what the Mary Foundation is doing with this lawsuit filed against President Biden and the National Archives, which you can read. Find out more about it at maryfarrell.org. Link up at our website for you to find out more, too, about the many more elements that you might even probably even are aware of regarding one of the darkest days in America. And the JFK assassination is not the only event that the Mary Farrell Foundation presents the factual information about, as you'll find out when you go to maryfarrell.org. We've been joined by their vice president, also author whose latest book is The Scorpion's Dance, The President, The Spy Master, and Watergate. Jefferson Morley, thank you for being a part of that effort and that fight to get to the truth. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And for listeners who want to follow, you can follow my blog, JFK Facts, at jfkfacts.substack.com. And we'll be covering this as it moves forward in federal court.